Here's the Friday Short for February 28th of 2025. During Michigan Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer's State of the State address, she emphasized her goal on closing the gender gap at colleges and universities. Whitmer shared the stats showing that women are outnumbering men by a 2-to-1 margin in receiving the Michigan ReConnect Scholarship, which provides tuition-free associate's degrees or skills degrees for those 25 years and older. Last year, we learned that just under 70% of women in Michigan go to college within a year of graduating high school, but only 56% of men are doing the same. Believe it or not, though, Michigan's numbers are better than many other states across the country. That is alarming. Whitmer addressed the young men in the state by saying, and I quote, "I know it's hard to get ahead right now, but I promise you, no matter how hard life might get, there is always a way out and a way up. The last thing any of us wants is a generation of young men falling behind their fathers and grandfathers. I've heard most about this issue from moms who love their sons and are worried about them." Look, in order to bring in the best-paying jobs to the state, we need to ensure more and more people go to college or get skills degrees. And spending to find ways to get more people degrees after high school is a far better investment in the state's future than just giving away billions of dollars in corporate welfare, which both parties are guilty of doing over the years. But by carving out a section to speak directly to these little men who blame their problems in life on women or everybody else, Whitmer may as well just be talking in outer space, because a lot of these young men would rather listen to these online beta men trying to act like alpha men who tell them that feminism ruined everything, that being a man is to own a woman, and that feminism ruined all the neat social constructs that men created long ago. I mean, I heard it for years while working in right-wing conservative talk radio. Each host would tell their listeners, who were majority men, to stop going to college because they teach things like, you know, women can be individuals too. How dare they? And it seeped into the social media and the gaming world, where Gen Z men are flooded with messages from the bro culture who say it's time that we put women back in their place. It's how you get a MAGA Republican majority in the House with just one woman running a House committee. It's the white Christian nationalist way of doing things, and it's winning over many Americans and, alarmingly though, a lot of Gen Z men. I ran across a ridiculous article by a writer named Chris Arnaud in the Free Press, which is a right-wing site. The title of the article was "All Men Want to Be Heroes," and Arnaud basically said that people want to play a role in society, and we don't want to be individuals, you know, as they're being told to do by those radical feminists in colleges and universities, apparently. And Arnaud says that society needs to give men the chance to play hero again, because that's how it used to be, and that's how it's supposed to be. You see, to Christian nationalists or these right-wing dude bros, society is to blame for why young men feel out of touch and unable to get ahead, which is such a stunning revelation to me, since all I heard through the years in right-wing media world was how you have to pick yourselves up from your own bootstraps and you have to stop complaining. Yet, that's all I'm hearing. Complaining. Michigan right-wing bigot and MAGA Republican State Representative Joshua Shriver from Oxford tweeted, and I'm quoting, "I like how Governor Whitmer talked about the importance of men. Understanding how feminism has destroyed America is a step towards restoring the greatness of men. You know, I thought a hero was doing what needed to be done to help those around you without needing to feel special or feeling that society owes you anything. You do right because it is right, like fighting beside a woman to ensure that they receive equal pay at work or affordable childcare or the protection of abortion rights. But to Josh Shriver and a bunch of whiny, weakling MAGA Republicans, playing victim and blaming feminism, aka all women, is better than actually doing the hard work of being a better person and a better man." I get why Governor Whitmer felt the need to address these men, but it's tough to reach the unreachable. I fear they will have to learn the hard way that the people who filled their heads with this toxic masculinity were the very people who are lying to them the whole time. Leftoflansing at gmail.com. Like and subscribe to the show wherever you get your podcast. And don't forget to subscribe to us on YouTube. Follow me on Blue Sky, Twitter, and other social media sites as well. And visit leftoflansing.com. Take the battle to them.